Hello. Well, I'm doing the F Stops Take a Plunge questionnaire. It's 10 questions. So first question, when listening to an audio here, which is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on, the quality of the voice or the words actually being said? This one's hard because they're both very important to me. There are certain words that are a big turnoff for me. Like, daddy. Daddy is a big no-no. I'm not into being infantilized. On the other hand, there's a certain tonal quality when men get too deep and growly that's a little overwhelming. That is also on the negative side. I mean, what I look for is a little bit of smooth and sweetness to the sounds. So I think it would be the quality of the voice is the first thing I listen for. Next, tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul. Not one, not another person. Well, I've never had to tell anyone this one. Kind of embarrassing, actually. Around 4 years old, I backed into a wood stove. And so I have a small, heart-shaped scar on my behind. It has faded a lot, because, you know, being 24 years later. And yes, I am 28, but it's still there and still visible. So I've never told anybody. They never ask. They just say it's cute. What sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? Oh, that would still be the one I mentioned in my last recording. I really, really get turned on by the idea of having two men take me at the same time. One in each orifice. And just the idea of being able to feel them through that thin membrane is very kinky. So, next question. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons. All the things someone could say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now imagine you have to eliminate them all and never hear them again, but you get to keep just one and only one. Which one would you keep? That one's easy. Love. Yes. Love. There's so many ways to say it. Love. Love. See? Next question. Oh no. Oh no 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 no. Oh jeez. Already having a reaction to this question. If you got a private message saying, hey, your real name, I recognize your voice. I know this is you. My reaction, of course, is first panic. Anxiety sets in. I reach for my inhaler. Have a panic attack. Then call them a pussy for doing it on the messaging boards. I would feel betrayed for them having done it that way. I am a firm believer that when you have something that important to say, that you do it in person. Next question. If you're going out social and we're keen on getting some attention, I like this one. What aspect of you, physical otherwise, would be the first and strongest weapon? This one's hard. Because I do have two very, very strong weapons. First, as any of my friends will attest to, I have two weapons of mass distraction. And they are very distracting. They are very large. The exact cup is quite large, so and quite embarrassing. Let's just say I have to special order. Next, then the other issue is that I'm very gregarious. I smile, I flirt, I'm a little mischievous. But at the same time, I'm shy. So you'll see me flirting and being this way with my friends. So at the table we're all at, I'll be all over my friends, having a great time. But unless you approach me, you'll never see it yourself. It won't go to you. So you need to catch my eye and strut your stuff over to the table. It's all up to you. So, next question. What would your friends say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? I care. I want to take care of them. I'm honestly just that mothering personality where I need to make sure everyone's okay, everyone's taken care of, loved, and I guess that's just me. When flirting here on GWA or in real life, what aspect of another person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? Ooh, simple. Intellect. Treat me like I have brains. Engage me. Challenge me. Show me you have brains. Show me you know how to use them. Show me and seduce me with them. Talk to me about paintings. Talk to me about nude paintings. Talk to me about architecture. Talk to me about sociology, anthropology, biology. I don't care. Talk to me about your language. Ooh, I love languages, by the way. I am a sucker for learning new languages and trying to figure them out. It really turns me on. Especially if you teach me to say dirty things. But assume that I'm smart enough to figure it out, but help me along here and there. It's fun. All right, I think this is the last question. What is the strangest thing you've ever had inside you? Oh my gosh. That would be a perfume bottle. My ex spotted this perfume bottle, and it was a glass perfume bottle, appropriate size, girth, and whatnot. Swirled glass, gorgeous beyond belief, vaguely phallic shaped. And he decided that that just had to be used in some playtime. The sensation was not unpleasant, but foreign. Alien, there we go. No, I did not come from using it. It was too different. It didn't tickle any spots. And it was cold. I did not like the cold glass. So that is it. Thank you very much. I hope you guys enjoyed. Keep listening. I hope to have a couple more audios up this week. Have a good day.